proclamation number 6735 dated the January 13th, 1957. Transference of light in the beyond. A bright light shines for the souls in the beyond wherever I am able to convey my word to earth. These souls are often surrounded by such profound darkness that it is causing them overwhelming pain from which they would like to escape. And if their desire for light arises, then I will also let them recognize sources of light, because then the souls will go to them. And this is the beginning of the ascent, albeit at first it is almost imperceptible. But once a soul has visited a place where it has detected a ray of light, it will keep returning to it, and then there is no further danger that it will descend into darkness again. But what is the nature of the light that makes them feel good and want increasingly more light? Souls who apathetically stay in dark spheres are entirely devoid of strength and thus incapable of recognizing anything in their environment. However, they are aware of being alive, of not being obliterated, and this awareness is tremendously agonizing for them, since they are able to think even though their earthly acquired information has become confused. Nevertheless, they are able to contemplate their wretched state and thus start to question themselves whether and in what way they have caused this state themselves. And if such questions arise in them, I am also prepared to answer these questions. But I cannot do so directly. Instead, I just have to offer them the opportunity to find someone willing to instruct them accordingly. And every such question and the desire for an answer is already a desire for light. All lack of knowledge is the equivalent of darkness for the soul. All correct knowledge is light. A soul which no longer occupies its body, which therefore is no longer able to see with its physical eyes, is blind as long as it is completely ignorant, and for this period of time it will be engulfed by night. But it may be given light, it may receive clarification, and as soon as it willingly listens to these explanations, it will also perceive that the night is becoming lighter. At first it will enter into a twilight state. It will begin to formulate clear thoughts and thereby experience a sense of well-being, and then it will become increasingly more illuminated within. It will be able to see what it was previously unable to see. However, its sense of well-being is not caused by earthly material impressions. Rather, it is gladdened by a state of inner enlightenment, because it also knows that it will be able to escape its dreadful situation and how it can achieve it. Besides, it is faced by a sphere of activity which it finds indescribably attractive after its former state of inactivity, for now it has the strength to work, since it is motivated to do so by an urge to love. Hence, the places where my word can be heard are such places of enlightenment which emanate a glow of bright light attracting innumerable souls, but which will only be perceived by those who yearn to leave their darkness, who long for light. For there also exist souls which shy away from light, which have sunk so low that the light is painful to them since it reveals their depravity, and who therefore fight the light, believing themselves able to extinguish it. However, such souls will be pushed aside, whereas every light-desiring soul will be attracted by or guided to it by helpful beings, and as soon as they merely listen without resistance to what is imparted to them, the state of darkness will change into a state of twilight. Now these souls will be stirred by an impulse for life, and they will become hopeful. They want to live in order to become active, and their resolve will also give them the strength. Light is knowledge, light is truth, and thus light is the only thing that needs to be transferred to the souls in darkness so that they, too, will awaken to life. And this is why you will always be besieged by light-hungry souls which want to participate in the transference of light when my word is conveyed to you. When I enlighten you humans, when I impart the pure truth to you through my spirit. This is why there will always be a glowing light attracting countless souls as soon as you make contact with me in order to receive my word. For the concept of light in the spiritual kingdom only ever has to be understood as the transference of the pure truth from me. Light is realization. Light is knowledge which originates from me, which is radiated by me myself to earth in order to penetrate the darkness, to enable you humans to become blessed, but which you only ever will be able to receive if you make contact with me, with the light of eternity. Amen.